Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 6 and verse 30. How does it start off? You know, I looked up last night. The word give in some form appears in the Bible over 2,000 times. That's amazing. 2,000 times the word give must be a major, 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 major subject. He said, give to every man that asks of you. If him that takes away your goods, ask him not again. Well, you're sure not married to stuff then, are you? You say, stuff, I can get plenty more. Huh? Yeah, lots more where that came from. They make new ones every day. And the new ones are improved. I got no problem giving this one away. God will give me a better one, a bigger one than this. Nicer. Amen. Oh, I might have to do without one a week or two or a month or even a year, but what's that? I'll wind up better off. Amen. He said, verse 31, as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. He said, if you love them that love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. Do you see this? If you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. If you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. See, this scratch my back and I'll scratch yours is not the love of God. You understand? You do this for me, and then later on, I'll do something for you. Sinners do that, right? Unsaved people do that. That is not the love of God. He said, verse 35, love even your enemies and do good and lend. And we'd say give, hoping for what? Hoping or expecting for nothing again. Now, that doesn't mean you're expecting nothing from your giving. You are expecting from God, but you're not expecting anything from the one you gave to. Right? Oh, friend, if everybody in this place got this real strong in your heart and we got it settled and we lived like this from now, it would totally change families and relationships and ministries. It would eliminate and avoid all kind of problems for our future. Do good, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. So you are going to get some. Your reward will be great, and you'll be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Amen. He gives every day. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Judge not, you'll not be judged. Condemn not, you'll not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give. See, he started out saying give, and he winds up saying give. Everybody say give.
Give.
Say it out loud, give.
Give.
Look at your neighbor, say give.
Give.
Look at somebody else, say give.
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 Is this Keith telling you to give?
No.
Give. Give, and you'll give and give until you ain't got nothing. You'll be broke. Huh? Give, and you'll run out? No. Give, and it shall be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give? Give. Well, that's a lot of giving going on here. We're giving to God. He's dealing with us to give to people, and then he's dealing with people to give to us. That's the way it works. This is his system, isn't it? For with the same measure you meet, it'll be measured to you again. Now go with me to the 17th chapter of Luke. Everybody say, freely give.
Freely give.
Now, this is what separates devil giving from God giving. Devil giving is, here, I'm going to give you this, but I got to have this in return. I'll give you all the authority of the kingdoms of this world, but you got to fall down and worship me. There's no giving in that. That's buying. That's bribing. Right? In Luke 17:7, he says, "Which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by when he's come from the field, 'Go and sit down to meat,' and will not rather say to him, 'Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward you shall eat and drink?' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not." That means I don't think so. "So likewise you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, you say," what? "We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." What does that mean? You're not talking about what people owe you or what you deserve because of what you've done. You're a giver. If you require anything from the people you gave to, then you didn't really give to them. Did you hear me? I mean, now this happens all the time in Christian circles. "Well, I gave to you, so now I need something." That's ungodly. I said it's ungodly and it is unbelief. You're trying to put pressure on somebody, which means your eyes are not on God. You're not believing Him. You're making them your source. Now, come on now, I was there for you. Taught you everything you know. Helped get you started. Now I need something, you need to be here for me. That's ungodly. Now you ought to be faithful to people who helped you. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the other side, asking for something from somebody that you gave to. More than once, we've had people tell us, you know. I had a person call me not long back from out of the country, and they talked about wanting to give something big to the ministry. And I said, "Great, glory." But they kept calling and wanting something. Special attention. What they don't realize is I'm going to keep believing. And if they don't do it, somebody else will. Amen. I'm believing for big chunks. Anybody in here believe? I mean millions of dollars. You believing with me? Yeah. I don't care how many people God has to go through. How many people say no and drag their feet. He'll find somebody that'll do it. Amen. I do it. When He deals with me, I do it. So I know other people will do it too. It's happening. But you must not ask for anything in return. If you ask for special attention, "Well, I'm always there now, Brother Keith, so you should do this for me." Why? You're asking for pay. Special acknowledgement. There are a lot of folk, if you don't have them stand up pretty regular and brag on them and say, "Oh, so-and-so's doing this," they'll quit. Which means they're not giving. Doesn't it? What does it mean? They are wanting something. They want acknowledgement. They want place. They want attention. They want something. If you want anything in return, you're not giving. You're trying to buy. You're trying to trade. And you know as well as I know, if you've been in church any length of time, that there's all kind of ungodly politics that goes on with denominations and churches, and I refuse to have it.
Amen.
No.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No. Nobody has any greater standing before God than anybody else. It's all based on the grace and the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And nobody's going to get any special treatment because they give a big offering. It was a privilege to give it.
Amen.
Nobody's going to get any special acknowledgement above somebody else because they work hard and they serve God. All of us ought to be working hard.
Right.
Amen, and serving God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
"Well, we did this for you. Now, why don't you do this?" You didn't give us anything. You loaned us something, now you're wanting your pay. No. Say it out loud again, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
I give freely.
I've freely received.
And I freely give. No strings. No requirements. I expect nothing. See, did you see? We just got through reading it. He said, give, lend. He said, hoping for nothing again. Not looking for a thing from them. I know a fellow one time that I lived beside. The Lord had given me some cash. Had a big roll of money in my pocket. I mean, like that feels good, don't it? Have a big roll of cash. And several $100 bills, which was big to me. This is several years ago at that time. And still good. And I was out, my next door neighbor, and talking to him a little bit. And I don't think he even went to church. But the Lord dealt with me, peel off about half of them and give them to him. I thought, huh? I mean, I don't even know he serves you, Lord. He said, did I ask you any of that? I said, no, sir. He said, well, peel off about half of that and give it to him. I said, yes, sir. Now, if we're smart, we'll do it how?
Quickly.
Quickly and what?
Willingly
and gladly, expecting for nothing again from the people we gave it to. So I said, called his name, didn't say brother. I didn't know if he was a brother. I called his name. I said, you know, I'd like to give you something. And I peeled off his, I don't know, what was it, $500. Phyllis remembers. $500. And I gave it to him. And he said, what's this for? I said, I don't know. He said, well, why are you giving it to me? I said, I don't know. I said, could you use it for something? He said, oh. He began to tear up. He said, I had planned to take my family on vacation for this whole year. And we got our travel and we got our lodging, but some things came up and I didn't have a dime for spending money or cash, and we're supposed to leave, I guess it was the next day or two. I said, well, you got some now? He said, well, I'll pay you back. I said, no, you won't. It's not a loan. He said, well, yeah, I'll pay you back. I said, no, you won't. It's not a loan. It's a gift. He said, he looked at me, he said, well, what do you want? I said, nothing. I had to tell him like three times. He said, well, what do you want? I said, I don't want a thing. He said, well, thank you. And he was a good neighbor too.
Amen.
Everybody say give.
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 And
it'll be given to you.
But give how?
Freely. 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 Everybody say, I'm a giver.
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 Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.